Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a case today that will test whether a state can ban medical termination of a pregnancy if a woman's health but not her life is in grave danger. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
After the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, Idaho and a handful of other states enacted laws that ban all abortions except to save the life of the mother. The Biden administration contends those laws conflict with a federal law passed in 1986 called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, and known as EMTALA. It requires that hospitals receiving Medicare and Medicaid payments from the federal government, that they must provide at least stabilizing care for any patient whose life or health is in serious jeopardy. And in some cases, that would include a medical abortion. The only alternative under the Idaho law would be to transport the patient out of state. But the state contends that EMTALA does not provide a national baseline of care, and thus that the state is free to ban abortions except to save the life of the mother. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Today, Democratic lawmakers in Arizona will try to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. Arizona's Supreme Court upheld the near-total ban earlier this month. It could take effect in June. Governor Katie Hobbs and Arizona's Attorney General have said they won't enforce it. House Speaker Mike Johnson is scheduled to visit Columbia University in New York today amid ongoing protests over the war between Israel and Hamas. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
Johnson may be the highest-ranking member of Congress to visit Columbia since the protests began, but he's not the first. At least two congressional delegations were at the school on Monday, and New York House Republicans are calling on Columbia's president to step down. Johnson's office says he will meet with Jewish students amid concerns about their safety and hold a press conference.
NPR's Giles Snyder. Stocks opened mixed this morning as the Biden administration issued new consumer protection rules for air travelers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow slipped about 30 points in early trading.
The new rules say airlines must offer travelers a refund when domestic flights are delayed more than 3 hours or international flights more than 6 hours. Airlines also have to disclose baggage fees up front. Boeing stock took off after a rocky quarter for the plane maker produced a smaller-than-expected financial loss. Strong demand for new airplanes helped give a lift to otherwise lackluster durable goods orders last month. Orders for long-lasting manufactured products rose in March for the second month in a row. Stock in Tesla opened higher despite a steep drop in quarterly profits. Investors were cheered by Tesla's plans to introduce a cheaper electric car model in the second half of next year, earlier than had been expected. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Biden and presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump won their respective primary races in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania yesterday. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky with member station WHYY reports.
There were no lines at many voting places here in Philadelphia as turnout was low with less than 18% compared to the usual 20-25%. That supports recent polling, which shows there isn't much enthusiasm in the state for either of the major two-party presidential candidates. Those who did come out said it was just too important. High school senior Laura Mantini voted for the first time in her life.
I would say probably reproductive health rights is probably the most important one to me out of all of those.
Other voters cited the economy, immigration, and threats to democracy as key motivating factors. For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell-Sluchansky in Philadelphia.
Former New York Representative George Santos says he's ending his independent bid to return to Congress. On X, formerly Twitter, Santos posted that the rise in anti-Semitism is a factor in his decision. He goes on to say the future holds countless possibilities. His campaign reported no fundraising in March. Japan's first moon lander is withstanding months of extreme freezing temperatures and responding to signals from Earth. Temperatures on the moon can fall to minus 274 degrees Fahrenheit. The lander was not expected to survive this long. It reached the lunar surface in January. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR